Ring of Bright Water by Gavin Maxwell, first published 1960, Penguin Books, 1976. Midge himself caught a number of fish on his daily outings, and week by week, as his skill and speed grew, their size and variety increased. In the burn, he learned to feel under stones for eels, reaching in with one paw and averted head, and I, in turn, learned to turn over the larger stones for him, so that after a time he would stand in front of some boulder too heavy for him to move and chitter at me to come and lift it for him. Often, as I did this, an eel would streak out from it into deeper water and he would fire himself after it like a brown torpedo beneath the surface. Near the edge of the tide, he would search out the perfectly camouflaged flounders until they shot off with a wake of rising sand grains, like smoke from an express train. And farther out in the bay, he would kill an occasional sea trout. These he never brought ashore, but ate them, treading water as he did so, while I thought a little wistfully of the Chinese, who are said to employ trained otters to fish for them. Midge, I thought, with all his delightful camaraderies, would never offer me a fish. I was wrong, but when at last he did so, it was not a sea trout, but a flounder. One day he emerged from the sea onto the rock ledge where I was standing and slapped down in front of me a flounder a foot across. I took it that he had brought this for congratulation, for he would often bring his choicer catches for inspection before consuming them. So I said something encouraging and began to walk on. He hurried after me and slammed it down again with a wet smack at my feet. Even then I did not understand, assuming only that he wished to eat in company. But he just sat there looking up and chittering at me. I was in no hurry to take the gesture at its face value, for, as I have said, one of the most aggressive actions one can perform to a wild animal is to deprive it of its prey. But after perhaps half a minute of doubt, while Midge redoubled his invitation, I reached down slowly and cautiously for the fish, knowing that Midge would give me a vocal warning if I had misinterpreted him. He watched me with the plainest approval while I picked it up and began a mime of eating it. Then he plunged off the rock into the sea and sped away a fathom down in the clear water.